And we get to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer at this time. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan is among the latest group of Democrats to break away from Governor Gavin Newsom and support Proposition 36. That's the measure that would increase penalties for some retail theft and drug crimes. And Phil, you know, state lawmakers just this week passed a package of bills to deal with retail crime, which the governor says he will plan to sign into law in the Bay Area tomorrow. KCBS will be there. No, you will, too. Why are the governor and many other state Democrats against Proposition 36?
They think it goes too far. They think it's a step back to when they were putting too many people in prison, and it was costing the state a lot of money, and it led to overcrowding in the jail, and it was pretty much an embarrassment. And people thought that, you know, the change would be to try to get people to, take alternatives to going to jail, you know, that you would grab somebody early and not necessarily slap a felony on them. If they stole, let's say, under $950 worth of stuff, you would give them a citation and get them into some kind of program. But district attorneys and others found that what was happening was, without the hammer of a possible felony or going to jail, people were just sidestepping that. They weren't going into the alternate programs. They weren't going into rehab. And so the problem just seemed to either stay the same or get worse. But it was costing retailers about $8.7 billion alone in 2022. And they, Target, Walmart, even In-N-Out Burgers got together, put $9 million together, and with the help of district attorneys and mayors like Mahan and London Breed, who's also a staunch Democrat, got this on the ballot, and they're pushing for it, and the governor is opposed to it.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, when you look back, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation when it comes to overcrowding in the prisons, right? Because wasn't there a ruling by a judge saying you need to reduce the population behind the prison walls because the health care was just terrible? You didn't have enough physicians inside the prison walls to treat all these inmates. So what do you do at that point?
Well, what they did is they shifted a lot of them to the counties, and that's what we're seeing as well. Counties are picking up a lot of the burden. And you know, right, you know, half of more than half of the cost of $106,000 that it costs to incarcerate a person for the year in California goes to health care and security. So it's a big cost, and then the governor's saying it's going to cost. The other side says, yeah, it's going to cost, but if these people are out there stealing in these numbers, breaking into cars in these numbers, that costs too. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, who's picking up the cost? One way or the other, we're picking it up. So they also say that, like I said, they're looking for the hammer. It puts the governor in a tough spot because he wants to reduce crime, but he doesn't want to put people in jail. And if he can come up with a solution, we'll see. But so far he hasn't. It looks like the voters are going to take it into their own hands.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again tomorrow with Margie and Eric at 7:50 tomorrow morning.